Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, you can find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Great place to shop for an ATV, UTV, side-by-side, motorcycle, e-bike, go-kart, zero turn, how do you say that? Lawnmower, list goes on and on. If it's Power Sports, they have it at Impact Power Sports. Also a complete, fantastic service department in case you get in the weeds with your current gear or anything you may have that you purchase from them if it needs service. So that's them. They sponsor this studio. Thank you so much to Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. These are morel mushrooms. They look like aliens. I had never seen a morel mushroom before in my life. But supposedly, the month of May, they emerge in random spots. And that happened. I was, up north, Fear Bunker North, picking up sticks. And this was the first one I found. It was by the fireplace next to these boulders that we have around the fire pit. I go, oh, my, I think that's a morel. So then I go, oh, my God. And then I looked, and there were more. Here. So all told, there were about 9 or 10 of them. So now I think that's like these things are valuable. Like that's a lot of money worth of morels. And some of you might be hearing about this for the first time and didn't know that this is a thing, but these mushrooms are really special. And Linda says, did you verify that they weren't poisonous? That was like the first thing I did was make sure that they had all the necessary things so that they're not poisonous. And so I did that, and I go, all right. So then I'm like, I don't even know what the hell to do with these things. I just know that in Michigan here, people like go out and they hunt for these things, and you cannot plant them, you cannot grow them. They just happen in nature. Alan says, aren't you supposed to sell them? Well, I mean, I don't know. I didn't really have enough to sell. I decided I was going to eat them. And they were shitty. They were the fucking worst thing I've ever eaten in my life. And I was so let down by this. Because I showed them to like my family members, and oh man, you're so lucky. God, this is great. So Charity Scam Mike in particular goes, oh man, that's great. Here's what you do. And Nick says, tasted shitty from growing in burnt trash soil. And interestingly, that's where they grew. By the, I was reading that if you have like leaves and they burn, that is a good environment for them to grow. So I get these things, and I knock all the dirt off as best I could, and then I guess you're supposed to put them in salt water. So I put them in salt water for the required amount of time, not long, 5-6 minutes. And then now they're like They're like rubbery almost. Now, I did make a mistake, according to my brother-in-law, because when I told him that I put them in with garlic, he said, no. What are you doing? Just butter. That's it. And so he says, you ruined them by sauteing them in butter and adding the garlic. He said, you didn't need any of that. Anyway, couldn't have made that big of a difference. There's no way, because it was like eating. Diana took one bite and she goes, yeah. And then by the way, 8 morels, it makes maybe like half a cup when it's cooked. Somebody indicated to me it's like $20 a mushroom. I'm not so sure that Charity Scam Mike is right about this. I don't think it would have made that big of a difference. And I could tell that I was biting like bits of dirt still in the mushroom. Like I sauteed them in the butter. The appearance came out the way it was supposed to be. Like they started to like brown a bit. And they were tender. And then when I bit into them, it was like, it would be like if I were walking through a graveyard and I exhumed a body and a filleted off the skin of someone who'd been dead for like, a couple years. That's what I felt I was chewing. Like the texture was off and the taste was non-existent. And I think that these might be one of the most overrated things that has ever existed on the planet. You assholes that love these things are idiots. Okay? So if I find this shit again, one of you gets it. You can have them. They're garbage. I got more flavor out of a fucking 6-ounce cans of stems and pieces from Meijer. Maureen says preparer error. Well, the only thing I did was add the garlic, and there's no way that made that big of a difference. Like it's going to taste magnificent. I got hardly any taste out of the mushroom whatsoever. And it was countered by the grittiness. It was not great. Not great at all. Certainly not the big deal that all you jackasses made about these things. And about 2 hours later, I was shitting like a rented donkey. So that's the end of that. I will not eat that shit anymore. I think the reason why you dum-dums think that this is good is because they're so rare that you can't grow them. They have to happen like in the wild, which is remarkable. Charity Scam Mike has a buddy who I guess is a professional mushroom hunter. I don't know. Indicates that where they grew around the fire pit, the little bit of stem will now dry out and the spores will float through the air in a westerly, going to the west. Or wait a minute, going to the east from the west, because that's the way the wind is. And that supposedly means that if they find the right environment, they will grow again. All right, we'll just take them and drop them right where it was. I mean, how hard is it? I don't understand. Anyway, I hope they grow again. And I will give them a second chance. But I'm telling you, these sucked. The best part about it was finding them. Chris says, I like them, but they are definitely overrated. Yeah, I mean, the way people were making it seem, they were like, oh, my God, is this going to change your life? These morels are the greatest thing on the planet. You won't believe how delicious these are. And so I was really excited about that. But no. Ladies and gentlemen, the first trip in the fraud bus is in the books. And, you know, all last year after I got that that RV, nearly every trip we had was marred with all sorts of mechanical issues and breakdowns. New year. New year, same shit. This is ridiculous. The dumbest shit is going on with this goddamn thing. Here's the latest. So, hang on, I gotta drink this coffee. When you're driving, the mirror is on the side. They've got this blind spot detection. And if there's a car in your blind spot, this little icon will flash or light up. They stop working. They're malfunctioning. They just blink the whole time. I'll be parked and they're blinking, telling me I've got a car in my blind spot. No matter where I'm driving, they just don't stop blinking. So that's a problem. Tried to troubleshoot it, read the owner's manual, did all the dumb shit that, you know, doesn't work. So I was getting ready to take it back, but I got it in the driveway yesterday after the end of our trip. And I go, well, you know, we gotta take it back. And then we go to clean the inside of the thing. And it's warm enough inside of there that I wanted to turn on the air. So I started the generator. Now, this is the generator. If you've been following my show for the past year, numerous problems with this generator. And another one now. Because I started that thing up, it ran for 4 minutes, and then it quit. And now it will not start. 1 year ago, when I took that thing out for the first time, the generator quit. And I ended up having to take it back to the manufacturer, not who made the RV, but you know that company, Cummins? They make generators. They went ahead and took a look at it, and they go, oh, there's all sorts of problems with this. And I go, okay, what is it? Now, at this point, I've got about 30 miles on the RV, and the generator had never been used. And they go, well, the carburetor needs to be rebuilt, and you need this and that, and then this needs that. And I go, really? Yeah. This thing's been through a war. I go, it's never been used. He goes, I know. I go, well, how does that happen? He goes, well, a lot of times they build these, and they sit for a little while. And I'm like, so shit just breaks on its own? Huh? There have been numerous other issues with that thing in addition to this. So they ended up doing all that. But that was just the beginning of our summer of despair with that, with this lemon. So, whatever. It's now happened again. Now I call up my guy and the company that made it, Thor. Whatever you do, do not buy a product from Thor nor any of the other shit that they sell under their umbrella. It's garbage. I will say that General RV, they've been very easy to work with. They're the ones that kind of gets handed the pile of shit. But now it's to a point where I'm out of the warranty. Like, the Thor product has 1 year. But, of course, I bought a extended warranty. And But now it's different. It's no longer. Before, you just take it back and say, yeah, this is fucked, and they fix it. Now I'm into the extended warranty, which, you know, that's where you have to go ahead and there's like a deductible. So now it's going to start to eat into my pocket. Chris says, last summer of despair followed by this spring of discontent. Megan says extended warranties are such a pain in the ass. Yeah, yeah. I expect the pain to just be beginning. Adam says, I have said this before. I am sorry you're dealing with this, but it's so damn entertaining. Amy said, is the deductible as much as a new fraud bust? Well, that's the thing. Now we're like, well, maybe we just dump the fraud bus. Get out from underneath it, you know? Make this go away ASAP. And I think that that's a conversation that we have to have, Pooh Bear and I. She even brought it up. Nick says it's time for a certain type of lightning to strike. I'm picking up what you're laying down. Man Bun Chris says, who's going to buy a broken fraud bus? Well, okay. If you think, let's just say that I said, hey, I want to go off and sell the fraud bus. I'm not going to go into the showing of the unit with, hey, guess what's wrong with this thing? I'm not saying anything. It's funny because when we were driving back, I stopped at a gas station, and as I'm getting out of the thing, this couple is walking up and they go, is that yours? Actually, I was away from it, so they weren't sure, and I go, yeah. She goes, oh my God, we want to buy one exactly like that. We are so excited. Oh my God, we're thinking about it. They live in the Grand Rapids area. They go, we've got this one, and it's we want to take the next step. And I'm like, and I go, ma'am, I hate to burst your bubble, but you should buy nothing from this company. This has been nothing. This is before the generator issue. The generator issue didn't happen until my driveway when I got home last night. And I'm like, you never want to buy this. Don't, no matter what happened, buy a different product. Do not buy anything from Thor or any of the other businesses that are under their umbrella. Stay away. This is shit. Garbage. Bob says, should have parked it up north for the ice storm. You know, if I'm going to sell it, now is the time to do it. Chris says, then why is that? Eric, how much time do you have for the laundry list? Or them. Why is that? Eric, how much time? Yeah, I actually did go over with them. I go, yeah, this happened and then this happened and then this happened. And I could see like the disappointment in their face. And I go, yeah, I don't want what has happened to us to happen to you too. It is, it's not great. So anyway, I got to take this pile of shit back to my guy over at General. And then that's one of the things they said. They go, well, how are the people at General RV? I go, they're fine. I mean, they've done everything. They've put up with me. They even gave me, $300 cash for all of my traveling back and forth. And they gave me a $500 store credit. Because they wanted me to be a happy customer. But they are selling shit. Nick says, get a new truck and a fifth wheel. It's the best setup. Hey, you know what? At this point, I'm more content just getting rid of it and nothing. Mouse update. Zero mice in the buckets. Okay, which again leads to the theory some credibility that we have killed all of the mice, the entire population for the foreseeable future at Fear Bunker North for the surrounding area. It's that walk the plank thing. They go up the ramp, they hit the plank, there's the bait, they fall into the poison, they die. The thing was full of mice after the winter. None now. I go into the old trailer. No mouse turds visible. No traps sprung. Nick says, none in mine either. I think we have found the final solution on getting rid of them. Exactly. Chris says species cleansing has worked. Yes. Yes. Humans are the master species. We are the master species, and we have cleansed the area of the inferior species with the final solution for mice at Fear Bunker North, a.k.a. Mousewitz. However, when I went into there, I went into the old trailer and something had died. There's death in there or near there. I don't know what's going on, but I searched that place high and low and I did not find one bit of rotting remains inside of that fucking thing. But I don't know, maybe it's underneath it. I wasn't able to see. But I told Pooh Bear, I go, don't go in there. It smells like death. Something has died. I'm not sure what. But other than that, I had a great weekend. The amount of picking up sticks was off the charts. Those woods, out in the woods there, there are so many tangles of broken treetops laying on the forest floor now. It's remarkable. I could work every day for as long as I wanted, and I would not be able to get all of the mess that is inside of the woods. It used to be where you could go and like take a walk in the woods, and it's, you know, kind of like a John Denver song is playing in your head as you walk through it. Now, it's just all these ridiculous tangles of trees that have fallen down, and a lot of like landing on smaller trees, so they're all like bowed over. It looks like shit. So I spent a great deal of my time doing that. Chris saw my video I post. Great video of stick picking up with helper Darla. That's true. She was all about it. As I do this show, I am hearing the sound of a jackhammer. I don't think you can hear it, but outside, the entire neighborhood is getting redone. They are using a jackhammer to, like, I don't know what the fuck, chip away around the sewers, but they're repaving everything. And so I got home from Fear Bunker North, and they put manhole covers and threw them on my lawn. So two manhole covers are, like, on my grass, and these two big-ass pylons. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I know it's like every other house has this. So I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I go and I reach out to my neighbor. He's the president of the Homeowners Association. I go, hey, what the fuck is going on here, man? He goes, yeah, I guess they're going to redo the streets. I go, yeah, I know, but why is this shit on my grass?
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
And he says, I don't know. I go, well, does it have to be on my grass? And he goes, well, if it were on my grass, I'd move it. I go, well, fuck yeah. So I have to move these things and put them in the street. Fucking A. Man Bun Chris says, nothing beats the roof episode of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Are you referring to when I smashed my fucking finger with a hammer? That was one of the worst experiences of my life. And then there was a hornet's nest up there. Oh, my God. Nick says, I cut down a giant camper crusher. I didn't like the looks of it. I have so much cleanup to do now. Oh, Chris says, no, easy. The noise when you were doing the podcast, when they were redoing the roof right above you, it was so loud. Oh, my God. I will never forget that. That was incredible. I can't believe we got that done. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to know that today is kind of like a Monday, even though it is a Tuesday. So coming up in just 24 minutes, I have to bail for the workplace staff meeting at the Almighty Q100, FYI. But I want to update the fat-a-thon, kind of. I didn't weigh in, but I'm not. It's weird because I got a lot of moving around in an exercise over the weekend, and I didn't necessarily eat too much. I just didn't eat anything good. So what I'm telling you is I haven't weighed in. But that's totally cool because what everybody wants to know about is our gang who has weighed in. And let's see. Amanda, she writes, the holiday threw me off this morning. I'll have a weigh-in for you tomorrow. Okay, I don't know what that means. Like, did she think that today's Monday? I'm not sure what she means, but she did not send her weight in, which I can't bust her balls about because I didn't do mine either. Let's talk about our pal Rebecca. My note taking has been just shit lately. All right, Rebecca, at last check, was down to two. Well, she actually went up last week. She went up 3 pounds. She was at 283.2 to finish the week. And this week, she is down to 278.7. That is outstanding. So that is a drop of 4.5 to put her at a grand total of 15.9 for 18 weeks. All right, cool. I'm glad to hear that. I want to read this too. She wrote, what a week, down 4.5 pounds. Let's friggin' go! I completed my first ever Murph yesterday. Now, she's going to tell us what that is. I'd never heard of that. She says, I had to modify the running and instead did 100 calories on the wind bike. The Murph Challenge is in honor of a fallen U.S. Special Forces member. It's supposed to be a one-mile run with 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, finished with a one-mile run. Ugh. I did 100 calories on the wind bike, and then I did the pull-ups band-assisted. So it just gives you a little less resistance. Pull-ups are a bitch. Goddamn. She did do the 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and finish with more cardio equipment, 53 minutes total. This sounds like one of those CrossFit workouts or something. Today, my body is sore. More about her weekend in a second. But anyway, so 278.7 is what she is down to. Okay. Let me get into our pal Jeremy here. All right. Last week, he was in at 233.5. And last week was the first time he had, you know, gotten to the lost 100 pounds threshold. So that's pretty great. Happy Memorial Day. Sorry for bugging you, but the most important part of Fatathon is consistency, so I've got to send my way in today. Good week this week. When I crossed 250 pounds, I set my next goal to be 225 by June 13th, and I think I'm right on track to hit that. I'm now getting to the point where none of my clothes fit anymore. I am going out with Becky again today, so I went out shopping for some respectable shorts. I tried on a 40-inch waist. They were too big for me. I went to a 38, and they fit perfectly. Easy. I haven't had a 38-inch waist since my junior year in high school. I graduated in 07, so that's 18 years ago. Then he writes, between us girls, I had a little cry in the dressing room. For some reason, all of the work that I've done just hit me in the Kohl's dressing room yesterday, and I couldn't contain it. He is down to 230.6. So that's another 2.9 lost. So that's 101.8 plus 2.9 is 104.7. Yes, right? That's something, man. In 39 weeks. Yeah, that's very, very quick to get that done. Becky and I are hanging out again today. We've been texting back and forth almost nonstop every day. In case you don't know, these two had like a little flirt session that went on here, and with some gentle urging by EZ, contact was made away from the show chat, and they've been getting to know each other. Outstanding. I cannot wait to see her again. I'm sure we'll both let you know how today goes. I think we mesh together really well, he wrote. Things are fitting together nicely. I think there's a lot of good times ahead of us. We certainly have a few behind us already. I'm pretty sure there will be a third date soon. We just need to work on the details. Actually, before that, he wrote, we met up today around 12:30 and went to her favorite diner and got a late breakfast. Perfect diner food. Exactly what I want in a breakfast place. Greasy food, shitty coffee, way too big of portions. It was great. I like that you guys are able to, like, enjoy those things, you know. After you put in the time, you can have one meal where you just blast it. We went from there to Craig's Cruisers because we are children. She proceeded to humiliate me at almost everything we played. That wasn't ideal, but I had fun nonetheless. Then we went to Cold Stone Creamery for some ice cream because the weather was just perfect for some ice cream. Really hit the spot. Chit-chatted at her house, her place for a bit, about what each of us want out of our relationship. and our overall plans for the future. Oh, boy, that's something. That's good. You guys keep that up. You might be like official one day. Let's see. Rebecca also wrote to me. I had a great day with Jeremy. Kicked his ass. 2 rounds of mini golf. It was an overall fantastic weekend. Onward and upward to kicking this week in the junk. And then she sent a nice picture. Really well lit. What a beautiful day that is. And here they are. Jeremy looks good with the bald head. I gotta say, I'm glad you're bald. You know, I think that really suits you. And the beard looks sharp too. And of course, Rebecca always pretty as a picture. What can you say about her that hasn't already been said and isn't known? So that's awesome. Okay. So that's good. I wanted to update everybody about that because people are following the story, you know? It's kind of like our own little romantic reality show that's going on between these two. And it's crazy because I said to Jeremy back in September of last year when he had that bad day, and I go, quit being a pussy. Just go out and lose some weight. You'll be able to find somebody before you know it. And then here we are. Here you are, minus 105 pounds, and you're spending time with someone sweet. You guys have hit it off. I couldn't be happier. And again, if this ever blossoms, I don't want to even get ahead of myself. I'm just happy for you guys. All right. So ups and downs from the past weekend. Winners and losers. A lot of aggressive picking up sticks. Sleeping in. Everything I thought was going well. But now I'm stuck with this albatross of the fraud bus. And seriously considered just getting rid of it at this point. I mean, I would have to repair the generator. But then I think it comes down to where, you know, I think if that's the case, we need to look long and hard at, like, okay, let's get out from under this thing. This thing has been an absolute disaster. And Nick talks about, I think, honestly, if we were to do it again, I think I would just get a tiny travel trailer. I don't think I would do anything more than that. I think this has been a fun experiment. When I say fun, I mean terrible. Donut Dan says, did you buy that during COVID? No, I bought it last year. I bought it at the start of last year. But there has been talk. When I called the folks over at Thor, I got lady in customer service. Actually, it was quality control. And she goes off the record, which means on the record in my world. We have been having a terrible time getting quality work done in our manufacturing. And I'm like, do tell. And she says, we laid off a lot of people during COVID, and what we brought back is shit. And so now this is what's been happening. Rebecca says, why did you give up the last RV? This was an impulse purchase. I had no intention of giving that damn thing up. And Pooh Bear and I wandered into the camper and RV show. And then a buddy of mine who sells these Thors, he said, hey, man, you want to check this out? And then we took one look at it, and I was like, oh, God, I love this thing. And then that was it. I walked out of there with that thing. Megan says, that's an ADHD impulse special right there. It is. It absolutely is. Never doing that again. God damn it. It's an expensive lesson. I think I'll be out. Okay, so that I got about 35 to 40 for my old one. And I used it as a down payment on this. And so what I owe on this thing, it's about what I could sell it for. About. Like, it's not 100% guaranteed. So then I'd be back to zero. But I'm then out what I put down as a down payment. Either way, I'm taking a bath. So that's a big pile of shit. Could be worse, though. First world problems. You're not getting any complaining out of me. I mean, whatever. Donut Dan says, yes, this is what I am hearing. Many of these companies are getting sued. Most of them in the U.S. are made on the Indiana-Michigan state line. That's exactly right. Elkhart, Indiana. I used to drive through those towns constantly, says Jeremy. They're littered with fraudulent recreational vehicles. David says the repairs will never stop on that thing. Get rid of it ASAP. That's what I'm leaning. I'm leaning that way. Adam says, at least you're not wearing a bow tie. Oh, my God. I'm glad you reminded me of that. I need to share this with you right now. But I got to send the pictures to myself. Oh, my God. Adam sent me an image of our beloved pal, Freebeer. And you got to see it. It's so fucked up. I think I sent it. Before I get to that, thank you as always to the sponsors like Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Oh, my God. So fantastic. If you have any issues with your cars, with your hybrid, with your EV, Irvine's is who you reach out to. They are right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan, just a couple of blocks east of 131 on 44th Street or off of 44th Street. Street called Stafford is what you turn onto. 616-532-6600 or Irvines.com. And that's ervines.com. That's ervines.com. They're going to go over your car with a fine-tooth comb and tell you exactly what the problems are with it. This one's urgent. This one's not so urgent. This one can wait. That's how they do it. So if you're into maintaining your car appropriately with something as simple as an oil change, or if you have worse problems, they can take care of you at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. 616-532-6600. Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. Frank can help you get into a healthcare plan through the healthcare marketplace or Obamacare. If you've never had to take advantage of this, make sure that Frank is there if you do. So folks in between jobs, or perhaps your employer does not offer insurance or you're self-employed, think about it. Frank will help you every step of the way, and it costs you no money. Frank gets paid by the insurance companies. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's B-U-Y, insurancehere.com. That's where you start. No matter where you are in the U.S., if you're in a state that Frank is not licensed in, he will point you in the right direction to the right agent who can help you the same way Frank would help you. That is Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. When it comes to getting a haircut, I trust King's Room Barbershop. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. For King's Room Barbershop, go to kingsroom.net. If you want exact locations, hours of operation, and schedules. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam saw this. Adam Balboa, I don't know what the source is. It just shows up in my inbox. I did not seek this out. First of all, while I'm on this topic, Big Fraud Thursday this week, we will do Who Are These Freebeers? I think it's show number 56, followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast on Thursday. Our pal Freebeer, it looked like he was going out on the town or something like that. And so he got in this suit coat here and put on the bow tie. And then decided, man, I look good. I need to take a picture of myself. And then he made this weird face here and proceeded to have, I don't understand that face. It kind of looks like he's having a stroke or something with like this odd smirk. I think that's a smile. One eye is like half open. The other one's open. It looks like the one is a fake eye. And then you've got the head with that hair, which is really poofy, floofy, doofy up there. I don't know. I think that looks pretty retarded, actually. Chris says, quote, damn, I look good, going through his mind. Yeah, but I don't think he does. I think, I think he should just lose his hair. I think he should lose this. It looks ridiculous. I could go either way on the suit with the tie. I mean, I'm not saying bow ties look bad, but it definitely looks bad when it's part of this ensemble with that head and that hair. I don't think anything you wear could make that hair and head look good. That is a fucked up look. Holy shit. Thank you, David, for the reminder on the meeting. I appreciate that. Rebecca says, what a nerd and not a cute nerd, a creepy nerd. Jeremy says he looks like a 16-year-old getting ready to go to prom, which is fine if you're a 16-year-old going to prom, but you're over 50, Freebeer. Chris says it looks like the guy from Revenge of the Nerds. All right, I think that the takeaway, the most fucked up thing, though, is the hair. Like, he does that and goes, yeah, that looks good. I like this. God, it annoys me about how ugly he is. What's annoying is he thinks that that's attractive. And he is not, and I think that Greg cannot, he does, if he fixes his hair, he's not an ugly dude. Like, he can actually look respectable. If he doesn't have the hair, but it makes him fucking horrible to look at. David says the whole look is fucked up. Jeremy says the most fucked up thing is the smirk. Yeah, that's true. That's true. It is. It's fucking crazy. Greg's retarded. All right, that's it, folks. I got to go to a meeting. I'll be back after the meeting. Thanks. Bye.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.